This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Governor Newsom and other state lawmakers have agreed on a tentative budget deal. From Cap Radio in Sacramento, Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Lawmakers faced a bigger challenge this year as the state confronted a $12 billion budget deficit. They've agreed to a $321 billion spending plan that pulls over $13 billion in reserve funds. It avoids cuts to California's UC and CSU systems and in-home supportive service workers. But the budget would still freeze Medi-Cal enrollment for immigrants without legal status starting next year, which many Democratic lawmakers and advocates opposed. In addition to pulling from reserves, the state will also delay funding for homelessness grants local governments have come to rely on. Democratic Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel chairs the Assembly Budget Committee.
I do feel really good about the work that we did to ground this in both compassion and fiscal responsibility to make sure that we are protecting our safety net programs for the most vulnerable and at the same time putting our state on a stronger path to fiscal resiliency.
Leaders haven't formally announced the agreement. A spokesperson for Governor Gavin Newsom says his signature is contingent on finalizing legislation to cut red tape for housing and infrastructure development. Lawmakers are set to approve the amended budget later this week, ahead of the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st.
That was Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald. And California State Parks announced yesterday that they will start breaking ground on a new coastal campground within Fort Ord Dunes State Park. The Parks Department says the $33 million project is expected to last 2 years. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.